Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Stacey just broke the TV.
I'm getting distracted by the Olympics.
Damian Warner just won the gold for Canada in the decathlon. Here we go, Damian Warner. He led. That was a pathetic.
That was not the best sound effect for that.
Hey, you won a gold medal. Here's a Price is Right sound effect for you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, you did the whole country proud. You got your gold medal, but more importantly, you got this in a Media Market morning radio show. You're welcome. He won the gold medal. First Canadian ever to win gold in the event. Like, I know that we don't have the most medals, but this has been a dang good Olympics for Canada.
Absolutely. We're still all riding the high from Andre Degrasse yesterday, winning the 200-meter first gold in that event since 1928. That's another huge deal. Obviously, gold medals are quite nice as well. But I saw this tweet yesterday that someone said, you know what, now that he's basically like Canada's hero, if a school ever gets named after Andre Degrasse, please let it be Degrasse Junior High.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's well done.
Degrasse Junior High.
Well done.
I thought that was funny.
Well done.
And then, of course, I thought, like, you know, we could probably continue that on. We could find a few other ones.
Oh, a lot of grass puns out there.
Absolutely. Like, I don't know, maybe Degrasse Wood Esso? No?
Not your best. 4 out of 10. Oh, 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. What about Yellow Degrasse?
Saskatchewan?
Yellow Degrasse, Saskatchewan. Change your name,
there
Yellow
you
Grass, Saskatchewan. Sorry.
Anytime you do need to cut the lawn, you're cutting Degrasse. No?
No. That one. Okay.
Or if
you know
someone,
you know where something's so stupid that it's actually super funny?
When someone, if
what
someone,
are you going to do, honey? I'm just cutting Degrasse.
I think it works.
Why did I use a Jamaican accent?
I don't know. Was that Jamaican?
I don't know. In my head it was. I guess not.
No.
Cutting Degrasse.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds. I think it just sounds like it no matter how you say it.
Quit Degrasse. Being a snake in Degrasse.
They're getting worse.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who always one-ups your stories. It doesn't matter how epic the story you're telling is, this friend will swoop in and steal your thunder with a story that's twice as exciting as yours.
It doesn't even have to be a story that involves you personally. This friend one-ups all the stories. You and some buddies could be sitting there talking about the time Joe Theismann broke his leg, and this friend will be like, yeah, well, that one time I broke both my legs playing rugby, and I had mono at the time, and I was still recovering from a shark attack. Still went to work the next day.
The worst is when the story involves kids, because all you want to do is update your friends on how little Timmy's doing. Yeah, he made tier one this year. He's doing great. And then the one-upper comes out of nowhere. Oh yeah? Well, my son getting scouted by the Oilers. There's a good chance they'll draft him. Maybe second, third round this year. Also, I hung out with Grant Fuhr a couple times. That's the thing about the one-upper. They're always name-dropping.
The one-upper also never has a witness or solid evidence to prove their stories either. It sucks because you know they're full of shit, but you can't call them out on it because they'll get sad and cause a scene.
The worst part, though, the one-upper doesn't even listen to your story. They just tune you out the whole time and wait for your lips to stop moving so they can start telling their own story immediately after you're finished.
The one-upper. We all have that one friend.
It's time for another episode of Conspiracy Theory Corner.
My favorite.
Take it away, Stacey Cooper.
Settle in and enjoy this one. We've talked about expiry dates before and how I'm the one who's like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Unless it stinks, I'll eat it or drink it, whatever. You, on the other hand, a little more cautious.
Oh, even if it's a day before, I get a bit squirrely.
Sean's the same way, especially with dairy. If it's milk or cream or anything like that, he's like, ooh, this is expired. And I was like, no, it's just not at its best.
Well, because I want a tasty bowl of cereal. And if it's a little old milk, I'm just going to be thinking about what could have been.
Which would be what?
Just a tastier bowl of cereal. What could have been?
Listen to this,
I take my cereal very seriously, okay?
You know what? And I respect that. I saw a video online. It's this young farmer. I forget if he was, I think it was from Ohio. Anyway, his conspiracy theory about expiry dates is that they are set by the manufacturer ahead of time just so that you'll think they're bad and get rid of them and buy new ones.
You know what? It makes sense. It's a pretty good scam when you think about it.
So here, like, that's what they would do, is give you an unrealistic or an earlier expiry when in actual fact the item or the food is that good for quite a while.
Exactly.
And then you'd be like, well, you know what? I should probably check this and start again.
Greasy scam. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to scams, it's a pretty good one.
It's easy because those dates, like, who's determining those dates? Probably somebody within like Health Canada, I guess. I don't know. But those dates are picked by someone. And so what if they were like, I'll slip you a 20 if you set that back a couple months?
I don't think it's someone. Like, I don't just think there's like the king of the expiry dates out there who's like looking at every block of cheese.
2 weeks.
March 13th. No, March 15th. March 15th. I don't think it's that.
Here's an expiry question for you. If you have a block of cheese and for some reason it lasts a bit long and you get that like whitey pale green mold on the outside, do you slice it off and eat the cheese or do you chuck the cheese?
Oh, I'm slicing it off and eating the cheese. I know some people who will like eat that stuff. I know.
Oh, my dad always used to say, he's like, a little bit of penicillin's good for you. Gross, Dad.
What?
Because mold is penicillin.
Okay.
Gotcha. Whatever.
Yeah, we had to jump through a few hoops for that one. It's okay, Abe. They can't all be home runs, buddy. I've got a bat problem. I've got bats. Got bats.
Bats plural? I thought you had one bat.
Three bats have decided to make their home in my carport. I've got a huge carport off the side of my house. Huge.
Ooh.
I know. Ooh la la.
Easy.
It's not a garage like you fancy garage people, but us carport people, we're simple folk. But the thing is, birds always making nests in your carport, making their home in there. But now it's bats. There's three of them.
Bats are good, though.
And I know they're good. I know they're good. But for me personally, it's just not good because they swoop at me whenever I open the door. Like my front door, our main door in our house is the carport door, the side one.
Yeah.
Because we live in a raised bungalow. So our front door is like a sliding door that's up some stairs. Yeah. We use the side carport door.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we turn on the lights and open the door, here come the bats.
But I don't...
Perfect impression of a bat, by
the way. It sounded like it.
Yes.
You forgot the screech.
That was a pig, but good try. Saskatoon RCMP are going to begin patrolling the South Saskatchewan River in the Saskatoon area.
That's pretty cool.
Now, before we kind of have some fun with this is a great idea because it's keeping everyone safe.
Yeah, and they've said a lot more people are using the river as of late just because we're enjoying the outdoors more in Saskatoon and more people are paddleboarding and getting adventurous and doing fun stuff.
People are finally realizing that the river is awesome when you're using it safely.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. You should be scared of the river when it's going really fast. But when the river is nice and calm, it's a great, great tool to use in our city. It's baffled me that there's never been like a river patrol before just because of how big the river is and how central it is.
Well, and it's kind of like free reign, you know, boats are ripping down jet skis. And then there's the people who are calmly trying to kayak.
Exactly.
And then, they're dealing with waves and stuff.
We're not trying to harp on the people who boat, the people who jet ski. It's just there are a few bad apples like that out there.
Yep.
Like in any situation. Any situation has bad apples that just rip right beside them and it just ruins it for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Now, my one buddy suggested, much like that, much like the paramedic show in Saskatoon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how they had the camera crew follow around the paramedics? My friend wants a camera crew to follow around the river patrol. River cops. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Now, what you gonna do? Seems like a good idea on paper, right? River cops. Just kind of sounds cool, right?
I think so.
River cops? Think about an episode, will ya? All right, river cops on patrol. Hey, you jet ski, you're too close to the paddle border. Get out of here.
Move.
All right, thank you.
Hey, boater, you should put a shirt on. It's sunny out. Do you have sunscreen with you? Yeah, that's important.
You do have sunscreen? Is it SPF 30 or 50? 50, okay. Okay. And that was another episode of River Cops. Bad boys. What you gonna do? Wouldn't work.
People are growing pineapples at home. And it seems like I'm all about being frugal and like growing your own vegetables, obviously. And I've seen people where they're like, yeah, if you take a bunch of celery, cut the bottom off, stick it in a jar of water, it grows roots, you plant it, whatever. But apparently, if you take a pineapple and pop the top of it off and peel the bottom layer off that little planty part and hang it in some water, some roots will grow, which is a lot of times how you do that stuff. And then you plop it in a pot with some dirt, water it, starts growing into a plant, and then eventually this little sprout starts growing out. It's not a sprout, it's more like a stalk, and a pineapple grows on it, because pineapples do grow up out of the ground. I remember seeing that in Mexico and I was like, wow, I had no idea. But here's the kicker.
No, the catcher in the rye.
Punter.
Yeah.
The punter? No. It takes 10 years to get a flipping pineapple.
Just a quick decade.
And at the point, can I just say that the pineapple is about the size of an apple?
Oh, really? It's a baby pineapple?
Not even a fully grown pineapple.
Just a little loser pineapple.
Just a mini pineapple, which is cute.
Yeah.
Super cute. But at the same time, 10 years.
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Like,
I guess, is it a conversation piece? Hey, guys, check it out. I'm growing a pineapple. I don't know. Is it warm enough in a house to act like, don't pineapples need humid tropical-like conditions?
Couldn't tell you.
To properly grow?
Why do you want to grow your own pineapples?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I just think this is ridiculous.
Oh, I thought you wanted to grow your own pineapples because you and Sean wanted to swing.
Okay.
Because that's the symbol. That's why I thought you wanted to talk about it. You were finally gonna confess that you and Sean like to party.
No. We like to party, but not with pineapples.
Oh.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.